In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Unwanted is presented by Heineken 00. Enjoy the balanced taste of a Heineken whenever, wherever.
Please be advised. This show contains strong language. It is suggested for mature listeners. Q-Code presents Unwanted, created by Kyle Chevron and Lamorne Morris, starring Lamorne Morris and Billy Magnuson.
So, let me get this straight. You two, Benjamin J. Williams and Grantoine St. Brown III, are going to find this Shelley person, a convicted murderer, and your plan is to wittily confront this woman, capture her, and turn her... Hold on one second.
Fellas, put your hands together for Skylar on the main stage.
Skylar!
Ain't nothing finer than Skylar.
Sorry. And turn her in for a reward?
Correct.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Is it, or is it so stupid that it's brilliant?
No, it's just regular stupid. I mean, you morons are gonna get yourselves killed. 100%, for sure.
I have a question. Why did we come all the way down here to tell DJ Orange Dog our plan? And why in the hell does he know our full names?
That's actually two questions, but you're my best friend, so I'll allow it. First, DJ Orange Dog is obviously plugged into the seedy underbelly of the city. Not a thing goes on in this town without him knowing.
That's not even remotely true.
And second, of course he knows our full name because I listed him as our emergency contact.
Right here in the back. Okay, follow-up question. Why is DJ Orange Dog my emergency contact?
Because Destiny changes her phone number too often.
Look, I like you guys. I don't want to see you end up in some unmarked graves, your lifeless bodies riddled with bullet holes, worms just feasting on your rotten flesh. So please, pretty fucking please, abandon this plan. It's insane.
Do worms actually eat human flesh?
Oh, yeah.
Even your brain?
Yep.
Bones?
Definitely.
What about your penis?
Oh, they start with the penis.
God damn it. I figured they might see a penis as some sort of mutated superworm and leave it alone.
I don't want a worm chewing on my dick, dude.
Yeah, obviously me neither. But, you know, you got a better way to pay off debts, make rent next month, put food in our bellies?
We could get jobs.
Oh my... I apologize for my friend DJ Orange Dog. He's a good guy, but God, he says some crazy shit sometimes. Get jobs.
The news report said we could just call them if we had any information and we would still get the reward. We do know our address.
Bro, we can't trust the cops. That's like movie mistake number one. Plus, she'll be on the lookout for cops or feds or even rival assassins. Not two disarmingly handsome, plucky young gentlemen like us.
Plucky?
Plus, between the two of us, we've seen basically every action movie ever made. So yeah, I think we'll be just fine.
I'll make sure the playlist for your funeral is quite tasteful.
With that attitude, you're never going to work your way up to doing weddings.
All right. I've heard enough here.
Sandlot, let's go.
Down, east side of the building.
We need to split up. Give me the jewels, I'll find a place to stash everything.
No, give me your bag and I'll find a place to stash it.
We don't have time for this, Shelley.
Well then, I guess we better think fast, Bennett.
Maybe Darko can take bags of loot and...
Shut the fuck up, Darko!
Ah, Jesus!
Oh shit, Shelly, you're bleeding. Oh my god, it's like a lot of blood.
Grab the jewels and leave her.
Sorry, Shelly, it's not personal. You know, it's business, as you know they say.
I'm good. It just grazed my ankle. I can walk.
Oh shit, sorry, that looks terrible. I really have to go, Shelly, but definitely call doctor.
Get back here, mother...
Don't move. Stay on the ground.
And reports say she is still on the run. Thought to be guilty of 25 murders.
35.
A police officer the day she was apprehended following a botched jewelry store heist.
Botched? I got the diamonds, didn't I? Or at least I'll have them soon.
They're offering a reward of $1 million for any information leading to her arrest.
That's it? Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Hello?
We need to move up the timetable.
Who is this?
Are you serious? It's Shelly.
Shelly? It is 3 a.m. Why you ask for help moving table? Move table tomorrow in daytime. It's more safe.
Time table, you fucking goon. I need my papers in 1 day, not 3. My name and picture are plastered all over every news station.
Why you stay up late watching news? It's not healthy.
I haven't been up all night. I just woke up and then... Look, you know what? It doesn't matter. I need to get out of town ASAP.
So you were asleep, but then woke up, turned on TV, and TV was automatically giving you this information that is important to your current predicament. It is very fortunate timing.
Can you get me my papers or not?
It will be tough, yes. It's a very delicate process, and I'm starting to think the only reason Darko is still alive is because you need papers.
I don't blame you for what happened, Darko. I blame Bennett, and I already killed him, so you have nothing to worry about.
Okay, fine. We meet tomorrow, but public place.
Where?
This is your brilliant plan, here?
It's a one-stop shop. They have literally everything here.
I don't know, man. Can you honestly picture Rambo, John McClane, or Danny Glover gearing up in a place like this?
Whoa! Arnold did it in Commando, and the entire third act of A Lowdown Dirty Shame happened in a place like this.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll go with you.
Ah, hello, gentlemen. Sorry about my shirt. I was just eating a little bit of marinara sauce. What can I do for you?
Hello, good sir. We'd like to buy some guns.
All the guns.
Okay.
All the GD guns.
What you mean, GD?
All the goddamn guns.
We don't sell guns, man.
Well, shit.
Is there like a gun store around here?
You're asking me if there's a different store around here that sells guns?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I work here.
This genius bar at this place sucks.
Well, I'm not a genius. I'm a greeter, buddy.
Yeah, clearly. It shows. Hey, do you have anything here that we could use as weapons?
Look, I don't even know if I can legally answer that. What do we have? We got, I don't know. I guess you could use a tennis racket. We have tennis rackets.
Hey, look at me. Do we look like fucking amateurs to you? Stop insulting us.
All right, how about a baseball bat?
Okay, a baseball bat. Right. That's not bad.
Actually, we have a hunting section. How about a hunting knife? Something like that.
See, now we're talking.
Oh, fuck, we got bow and arrows. Yeah, we got bow and arrows that are also in the hunting section the way back.
Are you serious?
Am I serious about what?
Well, see, the thing is, when we walked in here, we asked you if you had weapons. You said no. Lead with bow and arrows next time. When someone asks you for weapons, lead with bow and arrows, man.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Jesus.
Right this way.
You ever shot a bow and arrow before?
Once, when I was 10, in gym class.
Yeah, they didn't let us shoot bow and arrows in gym class.
Yeah, they did. You were sick that day.
Oh, yeah, I was sick that day.
Hey, sorry to interrupt this riveting talk between you two, but I got the bow and arrow here. Are you guys interested?
Oh, yes.
All right. This one's our best seller. It's, let me read what it says here. It's called the Kill Shot 3000. Mm. It's got a lot of great features. You guys are going to go nuts for this one. This is the one to get. It's got a compound bow. Yeah. It's got a noise reduction, because the last thing you want is a noisy bow and arrow. Am I right?
Hey, question. Do you work here?
Do... yeah, I work here. What, do you think I'm just hanging out in this shirt?
Touche. Touche.
Anyhow, it's got a ergonomic grip, and it's got a mounted laser disc.
I'm sorry, it has a laser disc?
I'm sorry, it says mounted laser sight.
Oh, shit, dibs.
Dibs. Shit.
Yes.
Wait, okay. Do you have to?
I'm sorry, this is the last one.
Shit! Again. Okay, all right. We'll take it, I guess. How much?
$49,999.
One more time.
$49,999.
That doesn't even make a little bit of sense.
$500, man.
Ah, shit. Can we see your tennis racket section, please?
Well, that was a bust.
I don't know, man. Not too bad. A couple of knives, a baseball bat, a Snickers.
Yep. Yeah, that's fine. You know what? We don't need all this shit. We've been overlooking the greatest weapon the world has ever seen. It's been right under our noses, and we've had it this whole time.
Oh, God, if you say friendship, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you.
God damn it. No, Ben, I'm talking about the human body. With the right training, it's just as deadly as any weapon.
Oh, is that right? Is the human body as deadly as an A-10 Warthog firing 30mm rounds from its GAU Avenger rotary cannon?
You watching the military channel again?
I know, man. I'm trying to stop.
That's okay. Irregardless, we don't have an A-17 Puma.
A-10 Warthog firing 30mm rounds from its GAU Avenger rotary cannon.
Yeah, one of those. Mm. So the human body is the next best thing.
It's not, but... fine. What do you got in mind?
I'm going to teach you the ancient art of capoeira.
I'm sorry.
Capoeira.
Come again?
Capoeira. It's a Brazilian martial art.
It's dance fighting.
Yes. Elements of dance are incorporated. It's beautiful and deadly. Look at that. Look at that. Boom.
All right, screw it. I'm in. I'm in. But only if I can say, let's dance before fighting.
Oh. I like it. I like it. It's like a one-liner pun, sort of. Yeah. That should be our catchphrase.
Let's dance.
Oh!
Yeah, that's dope.
You're right? And then we bust some capoeira on her ass.
Although, time out. Don't want to be a Debbie Downer here. Are we going to have time to deliver a catchphrase in the middle of a fight?
I'm going to say this dead seriously. There's always time to dance, and there's always goddamn time to do a catchphrase.
I like your enthusiasm. Remember that game catchphrase?
Oh, yeah. Love that game. Great game.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, The Conspiracy Tapes.
I can't believe you brought me to a TGA Fridays. Jesus.
Why? Because it's Saturday? No, you don't have to come to Fridays on the Friday. That's only name. Clever marketing ploy. See, here, every day is feel like a Friday. It's fun. Yeah. What tips should we get? Take a looky.
I don't want any appetizers. I want my new papers.
Oh, yes. About that, a little snafu has occurred.
Excuse me?
The ink for passports, my guy is out of town.
We'll get it from another guy.
He is only guy, and he's also the best.
How can he be the best if he's the only guy, hmm?
It makes him default best. But he's very good. Trust me. He's back in town tomorrow. I will finish then, and then tomorrow night you will have your papers. Yes, to you, from me to you, yes.
I better.
Oh, look, pan-seared pot stickers is back on menu. Wow! Hey, you want to split it, yes?
No.
Okay. Have you found where Bennett hid the jewels yet?
I have the general area, but not the exact location.
And what about...
What about what?
Darko's cut.
Darko forfeited his cut when he left me in the alley to get pinched by the cops. But I'll give you a cut, Darko, if you really want one.
Okay, no need for threats. I was just checking. Never hurts to ask. Ugh. Okay, mozzarella sticks. Final offer.
Wow, I thought we were supposed to be training. All right, what are we doing at a shady garage?
Oh, I have a surprise for you.
See that van over there?
The black 98 Ford Windstar? Yeah, what about it?
Wow, yeah. You really know your vans. Yeah, the Windstar. That's ours, buddy. It's our mobile command unit. Or it will be once I have my Mexican homies trick it out.
Hey, yo! Hector, ¿qué pasa?
Grant, you two-bag sagging son of a bitch. How you doing?
Que pasa indeed, my friend. This is Ben.
Hey, dude, I'm sorry to do this, but you look real familiar. Have we met before?
You know, I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Enough small talk. How's she looking, Hector?
Okay, Grant, let me just start off by saying, you know how fucking passionate I am about vans, right? And what you have brought me here is nothing short of fucking app. Thank you, first of all, for allowing me to flex my creativity on this amazing feat of American engineering. I'm actually quite pleased with how she's handling the upgrades.
Hell yeah, dude. Make that shit bomb.
You want this shit bomb? I'll do it.
Yeah, bomb, bro. I want this thing to explode. It's so bomb. And dope.
Bomb and dope. All right, I'm just double checking.
I want dope leaking out from it.
I can do bomb and dope.
Again, sorry to do this, man, but I'm telling you, I know you from somewhere, man.
I think I just have one of those faces. I do have a sister who lives in Jersey who people tell us we look exactly alike, but I don't know. You know what, Grant? Bomb and fucking dope. I got you. I can do that. I'm your guy. Give me a day and a half. She'll be ready.
Hector, you're the absolute best. Ben, you ready?
Let's dance.
Oh, shit. Wait. Is that your catchphrase?
Is that our catchphrase? Yes, that is our catchphrase.
Damn, that's very cool. That's very cool, guys.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that.
See you mañana.
Yeah, you got it, bro. See you later. I can see you not working. What are you doing?
Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero. That's who he looks like.
Why? Because of the greasy mullet, wispy mustache, and flames on the side of his pants?
Yeah, and his shop is called Latino Heat.
Eddie Guerrero is dead, man. Show some respect for the former two-time Intercontinental Champion.
Keep on running through the night. There's no justice, wrong or right.
Unwanted stars Lamorne Morris and Billy Magnuson as Ben and Grant. Ron Funches as DJ Orange Dog. Jamie Lee O'Donnell as Shelley O'Keefe. Fula Borg as Darko. King Batch as Bennett. And Jake Johnson as Jamar Keys, the greeter, with additional performances by Robbie Wonder and Joey Wonder as cops, Tim True as news anchor, and Kyle Chevron as Hector. Created and written by Kyle Chevron and Lamorne Morris. Directed by Kyle Chevron. Executive produced by Lamorne Morris, Billy Magnuson, Kyle Chevron, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. The official theme song, Unwanted, co-written and co-produced by Rick Astley and Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Source Sound. Jim Schaefer, Travis Prater, Brian Jordan, Klaus Shipman, and Tim Gettimer. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Emily Blake. Assistant audio engineering, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Jack Friedman, Brendan Weisner, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Unwanted is a Q-Code in the Warner Brothers production.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Unwanted is presented by Heineken 00, an alcohol-free beer you can drink anytime, even while chasing the most dangerous woman in the world.